This is Dennis Tech of Radio Birdman, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and international residency center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk, Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lennox Local in Lennox, Massachusetts. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here at WGXC, who's operating on a much smaller budget than even the other public radio stations. So if anybody out there wants more bang for your buck to help out your local community, please consider donating to WGXC. It is tax deductible and really helps out your community. Again, if you're interested in doing that, the
side. And the reason why you're questioning it is because of the simple fact it seems like the devil is hitting you with everything that he can possibly throw at you. But you need to understand something, beloved. You need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future. And he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Your word is true.
Good morning, Brightsiders. Good morning, good Sunday morning, good second Sunday of October morning to you. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm so delighted to be back again. Anybody out there believe in God? I'm believing God today, beloved. How about you? Oh, I just love that song and the words of that song. Bishop Marvin Sapp said, "I remember the day I gave my heart to you, Lord. You told me if I trust you, you would never leave me, and you said you'll always be there. Even though I've never seen your face, I know your presence is real. You told me if I would seek you, I would always, hallelujah, find you. You just a prayer away." That's what I believe. I believe, I believe, I believe. Is anybody out there believing God? Hey, I know that you are. I know that you are. Well, how was your week? Oh, mine was interesting, eventful, and all of that good stuff. Praise be to God. All of that good stuff. And I'm yet here believing God. And I'm not here alone. I have Mr. Martin of Martin AV Services, our technical assistance extraordinaire on the air or nearby anyway, spinning the music for us today. Mr. Martin, how are you this morning?
I am well and encouraged this morning.
Amen. Well, we're glad to hear it. Glad to know that you're out there. I can see him by Zoom, y'all. He looking good in his brown shirt. His wife taking good care of him. After being 7 months in the pandemic, and in virtual lockdown most of that time, y'all doing all right. Praise the Lord. I get prayer requests all the time for people that are, the husbands is driving the wives crazy, and the wives are driving the husbands crazy, and the kids is driving everybody crazy. But God, thanks be to God, y'all are doing well. And well, we're here with music for the message, the mind, the heart, the soul, and a spiritual commentary to help you have a bright side start to your week this week. So that will come a little later on in the program. But for the next 25 minutes or so, we're going to give you back-to-back music where it's at. Music, gospel music, good news music. And I want you to hear, and wherever you are, whatever you're doing, let your spirit and your soul rock to these things. Well, some of them is a little slow and reflective and meditative, but always encouraging and inspiring. We have coming up, "There Is God" by Donnie McKirkin, "Dream Again" by James Fortune, "Promise Keeper" by Israel Houghton featuring Travis Green. Israel Houghton is married to Adrienne Bylone, I think is the way you say her last name. She's one of the co-hosts on the TV show, the talk reality show, The Real, and also a former girl group singer. I don't know the name of her girl group she was in, but yeah, that's his boo. And then also we have "God Can Do Anything" by Mr. Vashon Mitchell, and "God Made It Beautiful." God made it beautiful because God can do anything. You want to know a little bit more how? Listen, stay where you are. Don't touch that dial. Stay with us for a little while. That's from "God Made It Beautiful," Mr. Jason Claiborne. And then we'll be back. Well, we might be back in between tracks, but 25 minutes coming up for you right now. WGXC 90.7 FM.
There is God. He is alive and well, and he reigns supreme over everything. He is the God of all flesh. He is the God that's created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise, and we give God honor, and we give God glory. Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The song says,
"There is love that is like no other. There is strength that will pull you through. standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing he cannot do. There is grace that has no measure. There is mercy that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say,
yeah.
Yes, God. Make God's heart happy. Say He is. Make God's heart happy. And declare today He is. He is God. He is. 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 He
the Lord. Offer up praise to the Lord. Come on, come on, come on. Just take a deep breath and give God praise. Believers in the room, give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. All my dreamers. Pastor Mike McClure blessed us in the back. He said, Joseph dreamed again, even after he was mocked. It's time for you to dream again. Listen to the words. Yeah.
Promise keeper, you will never fail. Your love is true. Promise keeper, you deliver on your word, and I will trust you. You never lie. You never lie.
Listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acorn, Hudson, Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we are on the bright side of where? Right here, 90.7 FM. God is the promise keeper. Listen.
Father, we want to see your hand. Father, do something you've never done before. Surprise us, God.
I'm Sound everywhere. God can do anything.
God can do anything.
Yeah. We believe. for the count. Thought it was over. My time's run out. But then you stepped in, took the story and changed the end. I thought it was ashes, but God made it beautiful. It looked like ashes. God made it beautiful.
Yes, he can, and yes, he will. God can make it beautiful. God can certainly make it beautiful. Well, beloved, first, I want to say thank you, all of you who are our sustaining supporters. Thank you, our partners in this wonderful radio adventure. Thank you to all of you one-time donors. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you to our underwriters for your continuing support of this radio station. So we had our autumn pledge drive. Praise the Lord. We have are in still, I believe, our autumn pledge drive. And listen, even when we're out of pledge drive, you can still make a contribution. The additional cash collected during this drive was $289. But we have donations raised at $1,400. So we're about a little over a quarter of the way, maybe, of where our goal is. So, you know, we need you. We have 15 new supporters, sustaining supporters. And so we still need to hear from you. So please think of us. Don't forget us. You can write us at Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. No gift is too big or too small. You can go online at wgxc.org/donation and make that contribution. As we're making contributions daily here to help enriching the lives of our listeners, certainly on Bright Side Somewhere, the afternoon shows, Rhythm Crossroads, the afternoon show with Carlene and Azuke, targeting the Haitian community in their own language, in their own way, Echo and our reading program, and the young people, programmers, and we have people of all ages, we have people of all gender, we have people of all nationality and races and cultures, and we just have a smorgasbord of programmers here at WGXC like you'll find nowhere else in our region, I'm for sure. So we need you. And I think you need us too, because you won't get it like you get it here anywhere else. So on to my spiritual social commentary of the week. Yes. Last week, we had for the third time in American U.S. history, a woman on stage in the vice presidential debate. That is noteworthy. That in our 400 years on this continent, and it's 200 years as a nation, 200 plus years as a nation, that this is that's the third time where we've had a woman stepping up and stepping into a leadership role in the second highest position in our land, or at least endeavoring to do so. The outcome of the election still needing to be confirmed, still needing to occur, and hopefully be confirmed on time or near time. But in any event, though it is the first time in America, or the third time, it is the first time that it is a woman of color, a woman that is reflective of the other communities that make up the citizenry of the United States of America. And although this is new to us, it's not new in the world. And as a matter of fact, it is as old as the Bible. Yes, I'm taking it there. Because, you know, when we think of Bible heroes, the names of great men readily come to mind. You know, Moses and David and Aaron and Samson, et cetera, and so forth. But there are also some great women role models who led armies and negotiated peace treaties, who served their communities and looked out for the poor. And these were women who acted with strength and wisdom and love, and their lives and their roles and their stories encourage us today, generations later, and it will be for generations to come. We have stories in the Bible, of course, of Mother Eve, and then Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Leah, Miriam, Deborah, Queen Esther, and on and on and on. I was looking at an article that was written called 20 Famous Women of the Bible by Miss Mary Fairchild. And she wrote that famous women in the Bible impacted not only the nation of Israel, but eternal history as well. And one of my favorites to remember is Deborah. When Israel was in the middle of a crisis, Deborah stepped in to play a pivotal leadership role. She served as a judge for her people and provided critical guidance to another leader from Israel, ironically named Barak. In Judges 4 and 5, Barak would not even go into battle unless Deborah was there to advise. Come on here, somebody. And it was with her leadership that Israel was able to be free from her oppressors. You know, in the Bible, each of the women that you can read about, their stories and what they did to impact their nation and history, each of them brought their unique characters to bear to their situations. And it is no different today. God is no different today. God still raises up women, beloved, still uses women in pivotal ways to overturn man-made power structures. I mean, that's just the way it is, contrary to what some people want to tell you. I don't know where they get their word from. But when I read my Bible and I look with open ears, open eyes, and open heart, I see that God has used women like this. And so it is today. So, beloved, don't you fear and don't you fret. We're not through with this thing yet, right? We have our modern day Deborahs. We have our modern day Queen Esthers. We have those who God is raising up for such a time as this. We don't have to look much further than the stage last Tuesday night. But I'm sure all around the community, we will see. As a matter of fact, the Columbia County Women's Alliance is going to have a opportunity for you to share those women leaders out there. You'll hear more about that in weeks to come. Yes, we acknowledge the women leaders. We acknowledge your unique character traits and qualities and preparations. We acknowledge your strengths and your wisdom and your love. We acknowledge your femininity and that you are a woman, a female created in the image of God. We snap and clap to you and we encourage you today. On this Saturday, October 17th, there is going to be a women's march. A women's march. They're going to be meeting at Wolf and Central at 1 p.m. And God willing, I'm going to be out there. If you're out there and you see me, say hi. All right. Don't just walk by. Listen, that's my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. God always uses women, hallelujah, in pivotal ways and in leadership roles to overturn man-made power structures, destructive even, hallelujah, to nations. God is good. I believe God. God can do anything. Yes. And so we are going to continue on the music track. Yes, the music is coming back. And we have two more songs, I think, in our playlist today. One is Reason to Praise, hallelujah, by Mr. Fred Jenkins. Yes, we have a reason to praise today. And we're going to wrap it up with a newbie, the Coaches of the Voice television show got together. Mr. John Legend, Miss Kelly Clarkson, Miss Gwen Stefani, and Mr. Blake Shelton. And they redid that familiar favorite, One Love, originally by Mr. Bob Marley. So we're going to come out with One Love as we wrap it up. But let's hear this one first, and we'll be back to say what we say. Here we go. Reason to Praise.
You
Hey, beloved, we're back. Listen, according to UNICEF, today is the International Day of the Girl. My voice, our equal future. And you know what? That was pointed out to me by a man, Mr. Martin. Hey, well, snaps and claps to our sisters and daughters, our girls and women, young ladies all around the world on this International Day of the Girl. Well, beloved, we are hoping that you will have a bright week. And the Lord say the same, we'll be together again. Same radio dial, same time, same station. God bless you till we speak again or meet again. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, signing out with one love.
Together and feel.